Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Who the favorites were for the Super Bowl and how we view some of these teams now. We could also just look at the odds, but how we viewed them. So before the season started, these were the six teams with the best odds to win the Super Bowl. Some of them are still in play. Some of them we probably feel differently about. So here were the odds favorites back in August. The 49ers and the Chiefs had the two best odds. Then the Ravens, Bills, Lions, and Cincinnati Bengals. Those were the six teams with the best odds. Now, I'll tell you real quick, the teams with the six best odds are the Chiefs, the Ravens, the Lions, the Niners, the Bills, and believe it or not, the Philadelphia Eagles. That's where it's at. Obviously, there's Cincinnati's not there. They were there earlier on the season. The order of some of these has changed. The big surprise now suddenly is that Philadelphia has the six best odds to win it, and they were not there originally. But real quick, I want to run through some of these teams, and how do you feel about each one? So the 49ers, who are still with the fourth best odds at plus 750. What's your vibe on the 49ers right now? Christian McCaffrey reportedly could be back next week. We know Ayuk, though, is done for the season. We just saw them play the Chiefs. It is clearly not the same 49ers team, though. But if McCaffrey comes back, do you think they get back to that level?
No, I don't. And it's because it's the system in play. And I know Christian McCaffrey had a great year last year, but Jordan Mason has come off and have a good year. It's plug and play with guys on the team. And Isaac Arendo, that they have as a rookie on that team, the fourth round pick, has shown a lot when he's got his chance to be a star in San Francisco. So, no, I don't think it much different. What I think hurt him was when Debo was kind of going through his deal and was in the hospital. You know, he's back now, then he's hurt again. But Juwan Jennings being down for him, I mean, there's been a lot of things start to affect the 49ers, and I don't think their defense is anywhere near the level it was when D'Amico Ryans was there.
What about the Baltimore Ravens? They still are right up there on the odds chart. Second best odds, plus 650. I mentioned preseason, they had the third best odds. What has changed is the number one seed, as we already said, is not in play for them, and that the Steelers are better than we all thought. So that division, the path isn't as clear. But if we were worried that Lamar Jackson was going to fall off a cliff or that Derrick Henry would be old and washed up, neither of those things have happened. What's different about them is that defense is not anywhere near what it was. So that's where it's changed. Offense is better than I thought it would be, but their defense is way worse. So they are still one of the three or four best teams in football. Absolutely. So in that same criteria, and they can still win a game or two in the playoffs. But they haven't elevated their stock as much as they could have because of their defense. If their defense was even middle of the road, then we'd be talking about them being the biggest challenge and probably the Super Bowl favorite, honestly.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it's a good football team, but they have taken a step back on that defensive side of the ball. And that's the part when you start to get into January and you start rolling into playoffs, you've got to perform on defense. What the Chiefs did, carried them to a Super Bowl win. And that's the thing. Like, if you don't have those offensive stars, you've got to start relying heavily on your defense. They are interesting. I never bought into the Derrick Henry's washed. I thought that would actually really improve the best running team in the NFL.
He's been great.
Because it's the system in place, too. Because Baltimore is good at running the football. It doesn't matter who's there. It's kind of what they do. It's kind of their MO. This is a team that set the NFL rushing record a couple years ago for a team. And they're always the league leader as far as running is concerned. So that part doesn't concern me because that's who they are. It's like Frisco. It's who they are. It's their system that's more important than their players.
The Lions had the fifth best odds preseason to win the Super Bowl. They now have the third best odds at 7-1. How do you view them now? Because Jared Goff is once again playing at an extremely high level. Ben Johnson did not leave the organization. That offense is still rolling. David Montgomery, Jahmyr Gibbs, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Sam Laporte. I mean, they look dominant on offense yet again. Their defense is slightly improved. It's kind of the opposite, like we were just mentioning with the Ravens. I think the Detroit Lions, my favorability, you know, view of them to win a Super Bowl has only gone up as the season has continued. I had questions heading into this year if they could stand pat there in the NFC North with Jordan Love and the Packers. And obviously, a lot of people were high on the Chicago Bears coming into the season. But the Detroit Lions have shown, I think, pretty clearly they're the best team in that division. They're the best team in the NFC.
It's that coaching staff. It's the system. It's Ben Johnson, one of the most creative offensive coordinators in the NFL, to be honest with you. One of two teams in the NFL actually averaging over 30 points a game. Jared Goff, to me, that's the MVP. Like, if he had an MVP vote right now, it'd be Jared Goff. I mean, what he did a couple weeks ago, when he went 18 of 18, and it wasn't like he was dinking and dunking. He was throwing down the field. He's playing very consistent football, but the system in place, the creativity that they have on offense, kind of sets them apart. Like, they're playing chess when everybody else is playing checkers in the NFC.
How about Cincinnati? They have the sixth best odds to win the Super Bowl preseason. They're all the way down to 40-1 now. They're behind teams like Atlanta and Pittsburgh and Washington and Houston and Minnesota. I can go on and on and on. Way down the list, I'm assuming your view on them is completely different than what it was preseason.
It is, but it's kind of what they do. The slow starts are to be expected by Cincinnati. Gosh, they've lost so many close games too. But defensively, they've taken a step back. Still, they have the talent on defense. You look at Cam Taylor-Britt. If he'd stop talking and just worry more about playing, he could be good. Logan Wilson, love him traveling around a linebacker. They've got to win, seven of the next nine games to be in it. Offensively, a very good team. Defensively, they have the system in place to do it, but they've been bad the last couple of years. But I love the defensive line. I love Hubbard on one side and Trey Hendrickson on the other. Those early season losses just hurt them so much at this point. I don't see a lot in the postseason.
T. Higgins can't stay healthy for another season. Last team is Buffalo. They had the fourth best odds to win the Super Bowl preseason. They have the fifth best odds to win the Super Bowl right now, which is kind of interesting. It says more about Detroit and Baltimore, I think. Bills sitting at 9-1. Buffalo's only increased to me how we should feel about them. I mean, we were talking about the number one seed conversation. It's them and the Chiefs. They're going to win their division. They add Amari Cooper. Josh Allen's still playing great. In fact, he's playing better because he's not turning the ball over right now. That is to me why I view Buffalo more favorably now than I did in week one.
And then one thing about Buffalo is they're winning because of Josh Allen. You know, statistically, they're, 16th in the NFL in points against, which is not typically where Buffalo is. Not only that, people like to criticize the Chiefs' offense. The Chiefs are actually ahead of the Bills by two spots as far as scoring per game. So they're doing it, but Josh Allen makes a difference because that's Josh Allen. I still think they have coaching issues with Sean McDermott as far as carrying that team. I think they should make that switch. McDermott's been good enough to get him there. But again, you had to have the quarterback, which they do.
Isn't the coach rankings for the six teams I mentioned pretty easy to do? Like, if we were to rank out number one, Andy Reid. Number two, I'd put Kyle Shanahan. Number three, maybe you have Harbaugh ahead of him, but I would go Reid, Shanahan, Harbaugh. Then I would go Dan Campbell. Then I would go McDermott. Then I go Zach Taylor out of the six teams we just talked about. Do you disagree, or would you have Harbaugh higher than Shanahan?
At this point, Shanahan. I think, but he's dealing with all those injuries and still finding a way to do it. Kyle Shanahan's good enough to get you there. We've all seen that. Like, he's good. He's got that championship swagger. He's always in the NFC title game. He's had his bad luck against the Chiefs in the Super Bowl or the Chiefs in general, but really everybody has at that point. I think those are pretty accurate coach rankings.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.